Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
973, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. What are you giggling about over there?
I don't mean to be laughing about this at all.
Oh.
It's just, I just flipped the page and onto the obits. And this, I don't know this Wayne Cochran guy. Do you know him?
I don't.
I guess he's an R&B singer from the 60s, but look at that hairdo.
That is a fro,
and I've always said you should, in your obit, use a picture from your day, not your wrinkled photo that leaves you sort of unrecognizable. What is that? It's a pompadour,
it almost looks like Donald Trump's hair on steroids.
Yeah, I mean, really.
So is he a black man?
No, he's a white guy.
Oh, I don't know that guy.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, but that is a lot of golden blonde hair.
He's known for that white hair.
Oh, he is?
Pompadour.
Yeah.
Hairstyle.
Oof.
Like it's like Fonzie's grandma or something.
You know,
something.
I've seen pompadours that look cool. That one is as far
it's just,
from
it's
cool as it
It's more like
it
a
gets.
Bouffant yeah, than a pompadour. Hideous. It's not. So Wayne Cochran has passed
Sorry
away.
Sorry to see.
You know, it's funny you say he passed away because, I mean, so many people croaked over vacation.
So many.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
All
Hold
right.
on here. I got to. This part of the show is brought to you by the Golden State Warriors. We are rolling out the red carpet with reserved seats at our sold-out Alice in Wonderland holiday concert, courtesy of our friends at the Bay Club. And we've arranged a special meet and greet with Maren Morris at the show. So to win, keep listening. We're going to have a few of these pairs this week. So if you want to go, this is your way in. Get tickets with no ticket fees and receive free shipping on retail orders over $50. Happy Dubsgiving. This offer ends tonight on
Cute.
Warriors.com.
Dubsgiving.
So let's do the deaths. Let's start with the deaths.
Oh, really?
See, the deaths or the harassment. I mean, you know.
What? Oh, my God. One of the ones that dropped while we were out.
Just makes you want to cry.
Which one?
The John Lasseter
I mean, that guy. Well,
one.
It
but
said.
That, they retracted that, sort of, didn't they?
No, he's out for 6 months.
No, he is, but the woman that. You know, everyone's saying he harassed is like, he didn't harass me.
Yeah,
no,
I actually have a lot of info on that.
Great.
So let's do the deaths and then we'll do the harassment. David Cassidy died on Tuesday at the age of 67. Star of the Partridge Family.
Did you love him?
No, I was a little bit young.
Sean
Cassidy was the one for me. Mm-hmm. David Cassidy, though I did think he was cute and I did like the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
But later in life, I met him when I worked in St. Louis.
Is that
so
right?
So 20-something years ago. He was coming through town to do some show.
Did he make a pass at you?
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
No.
Wait, didn't we have him on our show?
We have had him on this show as well. But he came through there and it was one of the, it was, you know, so we were going to record the interview off air, which was unusual anyway. Because he could only come at a certain time, so I got my ass into the station, and I had prepared a bunch of questions, and he saw that. He goes, give me those. And he starts going through my questions. No, I'm not answering that. Don't ask me that. This is stupid. I was just like,
Wait, was he being cute about it, or was he being jerky?
He was being jerky about
it.
But I'm sure he has done so many interviews in his life, he was just like, I don't care. I'm just doing this. I don't want to answer that. Don't ask me this.
Why
Forget
was he there, it. Then?
I don't know, promote his show in St. Louis.
All right.
Anyway, and then in the last few years, all we've really heard out of him is DUI, I think in 2010 and 2014. He's had a few of those.
And it's clear the way he went out that he was a severe alcoholic.
Yes, he definitely had his battles. His publicist says he died of complications from dementia. He's only 67.
No, they say that he died from liver and kidney failure.
His organs failed.
Yeah. Right.
That is, his publicist can say whatever his publicist wants. The death is not a surprise. Over the weekend, last weekend, TMZ reported he was hospitalized in Florida. His organs were failing. He revealed that he had dementia back in February. And then they go on to talk about, let's see, his real-life stepmom, Shirley Jones, played his mom on The Partridge Family. And he managed to turn his role on The Partridge Family, playing Keith, into a singing career. He went on tour singing both Partridge Family songs and originals. I Think I Love You is probably, I would think that's the one I think of. I don't even know if I know any of the others. In recent years, they talk about his struggles with alcoholism and substance abuse. He was arrested for DUI 3 times and filed for bankruptcy in 2015. In 2011, he did Celebrity Apprentice, but he was the first one to get fired. He toured regularly, occasionally took TV roles, Broadway productions, Vegas shows, married and divorced 3 times, had 2 kids.
He was a super good-looking kid that just, I don't know if he did one of those Baja surgery vacations or what, but man, his surgery wasn't good.
Yeah.
A few days after his death last week, his daughter Katie Cassidy shared his final words, and they're depressing. She tweeted, "My father's last words were, 'So much wasted time. This will be a daily reminder for me to share my gratitude with those I love and to never waste another minute.'" She's actually an actress. She's on a show called Arrow.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't recognize her. When I saw the photo of him standing with her, I didn't recognize her from anything.
Right.
But I did think, well, no
I've
surprise
heard of the show,
that she's good-looking.
Arrow, right.
I mean, he was a good-looking kid.
She plays Laurel Lance on Arrow's on the CW. Anyway, his final words were, "So much wasted time."
Well,
I've been thinking about that for the last 3 days.
Hmm. What, that his final words?
Yeah.
It's so sad because he drank himself to death, obviously.
It's really sad.
But, you know, I mean, that's what that disease does.
Next death. AC/DC rhythm guitar player Malcolm Young. Crank this up.
This was the one that got me.
I'm hot! And when I'm not! You know, the thing about Malcolm Young is everybody always heard of, you heard of Angus Young. That's who you heard about when you heard about AC/DC. He's
well, he was there.
Lead guitar player, jumping around.
Wearing the little boy, the schoolboy outfit. And if you went and saw them live, he was all over the stage.
Doing that one-legged hop thing
and
that he would do.
Bare-assed the audience, the whole thing.
Malcolm, though, was the backbone of that band. Mm-hmm. And if you love AC/DC, you're well aware. I don't need to tell you. Like, the solidity of the riffs in that band, just the crisp, killer backbone was all Malcolm.
I read a lot of stuff about his passing and what he meant to people, and a lot of the guitarists were like, just try to do what he did. It's boring, but he was rock solid and nailed it every time.
Yep.
And made every one of those songs work.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy in the background there making that thing go.
Did I give you any other songs, or did we?
No, you didn't.
We moved on to something else. Anyway, he passed away on last Saturday at the age of 64. They're not listing a specific cause of death, but he'd been suffering from multiple health issues over the past few years. Officially, he retired from the band in 2014, and I think we heard dementia on him, too, right?
We did. That was the... And I don't know, we're not going to get cause of death on him, probably, but him and his brother, they weren't the typical rock stars. They didn't party the same way that others did. Bon Scott
an alcohol problem.
Partied.
Yeah, Bon Scott choked on his own vomit.
Right.
That was a big loss.
Angus never drank. He was like he's a coffee and cigarettes guy. So did Malcolm drink?
Malcolm, they say, he briefly stepped away from the band in 1988 to deal with an alcohol problem.
Oh.
But they're not, they're not saying a whole lot more about that.
I'm also seeing that he was diagnosed with lung cancer.
Oh, he may have been a cigarettes guy. I know Angus was a...
Let's see. He had surgery. It says that it was successful. The cancer was removed.
He also had some kind of heart problem, wore a pacemaker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was only 64, so, it doesn't seem like dementia kills you. You know, it seems like it must have been a combination of these other things.
Cancer of some kind.
Right. But they say that he had virtually no short-term memory. Malcolm's brother Angus said he'd been struggling with memory lapses since 2010, receiving treatment. And that's when he was...
That's super sad.
Early stage lung cancer just after a tour in 2010. Let's see. They formed ACDC, him and his brother, in 1973. 41 years together. Just that brief, I guess he was not in the band for some time in 88 dealing with an alcohol problem.
He had the money, but that dementia, I mean, my friend was hit by a car, and when he moved back in with us with obvious problems from brain damage, that the memory loss is, you don't realize, he'd walk out a door and just not shut it behind him. He'd go to make something for dinner and just leave everything on, the stove, the stove top, the everything.
Like he was going to
come
burn the
home
house
and
down.
Be all, oh my God, dude, the house is, the door is open, not unlocked, open. So right. He had the dough, so he had someone who could care for him, but man, there was probably someone walking behind him everywhere he went.
Charles Manson died.
Good riddance.
Right. No doubt.
83. How's that happen?
It's a pisser.
Malcolm dies at 64, but Manson lives to 83.
Well, at least we don't have to pay for him anymore. Let's see. Also, I guess Grandpa Huxtable?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know this guy.
Earl Hyman is the dude's name. He died. Hyman. About a week ago at the age of 91. He also did the voice of Panthro on the Thundercats. Back in the 80s, I knew you'd
thunder,
be
Thunder. Thunder. Thundercats. Ho!
You guys know that?
Nope.
No.
Oh, can you find that?
What is that, the theme?
No, it's just something that Lion-O used to say before he
Lion-O?
So there's Lion-O, Panthro,
yeah,
Tiger-O?
Chitara. Oh. She's the girl. Like, there's a Smurfette. You know, there's always one chick.
And what's her name?
Chitara.
Oh, Chitara.
Oh,
I thought she said something else. I'm like, that is...
unfortunate.
What do you think I said?
Excrement.
Oh.
Chitara. I thought you were saying she, like,
no, it's like
she's
a
girl.
I
get
it.
Now. Chitara.
Were...
So, yeah. What's the, okay. Who else?
Panthro, Lion-O.
There had to be a Tiger-O.
No, there
what
is.
What about a Leopard-O?
Hold on, let me see real quick. There is, I haven't watched in a long time. Tigra. There is a Tigra. There's a guy named Snarf.
Oh, so there's more than one girl.
There's a guy named Snarf. He goes, Snarf, Snarf,
yeah, that's
Snarf,
the, isn't Snarf. That, isn't that Lion-O's sidekick, Snarf?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's Pumira.
Oh, like a puma.
Oh, there's a bunch of chicks in this. Stop talking about a token chick. Anyway.
Oh, you have the Thunder.
He couldn't find it.
I can't find it.
I'm watching him look. You can't find it.
What's the search term?
I mean, just type in Lion-O.
I typed in Thundercats.
Just
and
type
Lion-O.
In Lion-O saying, type in Lion-O, Thunder, Thunder, Thundercats.
Type that in, Brandon. See what happens.
I did.
It's going to be so anticlimactic. He's going to do it.
All
you already did it. Ho!
Yeah.
Is it the summons of sword of omens?
That's it.
Totally worth it. So anyway, Earl Hyman used to do the voice of Panthro, and you might also know him from the Cosby Show's Grandpa Huxtable. 91 years old. They're not listening to Cause of Death, but
91.
He died of the 90s. And country music legend Mel Tillis died last weekend at the age of 85. I don't know if I know any Mel Tillis songs. I mean, certainly that's a name.
Is Mel Tillis the one that had the stutter?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Oh, no, that was Conway. Wait a minute.
Conway Twitty? What? I don't know. I've heard that story, the guy who started singing because his stuttering coach told him to sing
Vinny.
Mel Tillis is the one with the stutter?
Yeah, his stuttering developed during his childhood as a result of a bout with malaria.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You can get stuttering from malaria? Mm. That sucks. Let's see, who else? Let's see, Della Reese from Touched by an Angel.
I loved her.
I know, I loved her too. Actually.
Wow, really? All this happened, huh? Yeah, I missed a lot of that.
She died last Sunday. At 86, she's had some pretty serious health problems over the past few years. She was using a wheelchair last year after having two brain surgeries.
Oh, wow.
They say the wheelchair was complicating her longtime battle with diabetes. She said, my life is at stake. I don't have type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes has me. She was a gospel singer in the 50s and had a few big hits and briefly had her own talk show called Della in the 60s. She was the first black woman to guest host The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson in 1970. And she's probably most famous now for Touched by an Angel. She was on there 94 to 03. So there you go. Rest in peace, Della. Rest in peace, all these people, except for Charles Manson. I hope you burn in hell. All the other people, though. Hope you have a nice retirement. Oh, look, we're just about out of time. Maybe we can't get to the sexual harassment stuff.
Well, I just want to say, as it came up when this break started, the John Lasseter name dropped in the sexual harassment thing. And when I first read the story, it was this guy famously hugs everyone.
And that is now, true. He's a hugger.
Well, you guys, this is the story. When he came in here, you guys mm-hmm. said, Vin, we know that you're not into hugs, which I'm not. But this guy's going to hug you. And I was like, crying out loud, great. And he did. But he didn't cup my butt cheeks or anything obnoxious. And so, but when I read the story, I just went, oh no, it's hugging now.
Well,
it's not though,
it's a little more than hugging.
It's a lot more than that, I think.
Yeah.
But that's what the guy's known for. So when they wrote the story, it read like, now hugging is a thing. And then as I went farther and deeper into it, I went, oh, okay, the hugging thing is just...
They're actually saying here, Hollywood Reporter talked to multiple sources who said Lasseter was a well-known hugger, but that he sometimes took things too far. He was known for grabbing, kissing, and making comments about physical attributes. Another source told Variety, the environment at Pixar is toxic for women who are often told to watch out for Lasseter when they start working there, and they say it's been going on for more than 2 decades. He announced to his staff... Last Tuesday, he's taking a leave of absence. He didn't address any specific allegations, but he said, I've recently had a number of difficult conversations that have been very painful for me. It's never easy to face your missteps, but it's the only way to learn from them. The person everyone was expecting to come out to bitch about him was Rashida Jones. She was a writer on,
Toy
Story 4. She and her writing partner left the project early on, and someone said to the Hollywood Reporter she left because Lasseter made an unwanted advance, and she said, no, that is not why I left. She said she had philosophical differences with Pixar because, quote, women and people of color do not have an equal creative voice. She said that of Pixar's 20 films, only one was co-created by a woman, only one was directed by a person of color. She said, the breakneck speed at which journalists have been naming the next perpetrator renders some reporting irresponsible and, in fact, counterproductive for the people who do not want to tell their stories. In this instance, the Hollywood Reporter does not speak for us. We did not leave her and her writing partner. We did not leave Pixar because of unwanted advance. That is untrue. We parted ways because of creative and, more importantly, philosophical differences.
Well, right. And that story, as it was shotgunned into the public, was about him hugging. Right. And I thought, that doesn't make any sense. And then later you got, he's a mouth kisser, apparently. Which is...
They had a term for it. It was called pulling a Lasseter. So you would turn... You'd get your lips out of the way of his, apparently.
Wow.
And there's way more, so hopefully we won't get to any of it.
Hey, in Pixar's defense, I just want to say women have produced 6 of the last 9 Pixar films. They may not have directed any, but they've
been, I'm just quoting the story. I definitely know Catherine over there. Yeah. And there's,
Seraph.
And by the way, Coco...
Mwah. How about that short in front?
It's not my thing, but
loved it.
But the person they aimed it at was sitting on my lap, and she loved it. But Coco was excellent. And I don't know if we got the money take coming up next time.
I've got it in here. You know what? I'll just give it to you right
don't
now.
Don't do it.
It won the weekend. Just
Coco
so,
did?
Yes, it won, just so you know. Let's see.
I got
Hold
some
on,
of my dough.
Hang on here. $49 million just for the whole holiday weekend, $71 million.
Nice.
Beating out Justice League.
Oh, Justice League. What happened to your Justice League, buddy?
I never saw it.
Well, people say it stinks, so. What's going up in the news, Ben?
I don't like Ben Affleck's Batman.
I know. I'm well aware.
Best Batman of all time, but whatever. Cyber Monday is here, everyone, as is the Christmas holiday season.
All right. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. Please try to make plans to join us this coming Friday. It's our big donation day. We're going to raise money for Tipping Point to help out the people who have lost homes and are suffering after the fires in the North Bay. We're doing this at two different Bay Club locations. So it's a lot like some of the collection days that we've done in the past. Two locations this time. We're going to be, Uzi and I believe Vaughn is coming up with us. We're going to be in Corte Madera at Bay Club Marin. That's in the Town Center Shopping Mall. And then, of course,
where's the A-team going to be?
That's where the A-team is. Oh, thank you, Yuzat.
Shut up, Bryn.
Vinny, Hooman, and Bryn are going to be down in Los Gatos at the Bay Club down there. And so these are both easy on-off locations. The men. Yes, the men. Have fun.
Men. Just to be clear, the Tipping Point is going to take the money that we raise and give it to the North Bay people. Like, that's how it will be distributed, right?
Yes, they actually, they do some vetting and they look for, let me see if I can find the exact wording. Tipping Point Community finds and funds the most effective nonprofits working in education, housing, employment, and early childhood development. If you are unable to come out for the donation day, there are a couple really easy ways to give a few bucks. You can visit tippingpoint.org/Alice and make a donation, or you can text the word Alice to 20222. That's a $25 donation. Text Alice to 20222, and that's a $25 donation to Tipping Point. So, and we'll have info on this all week. You can go to RadioAlice.com. We're going to have coffee and breakfast stuff at both locations. Mm-hmm. There'll be plenty of time on the breaks for some pictures, and it's just a fun holiday hangout with the best of causes at the heart of it. We're going to do everything that we can to help out everybody in the North Bay.
Obviously, we love our Toys for Tots drive, but
sure
this
do.
After the fires was like so...
One more handout.
Such an obvious choice.
Right. And listen, Toys for Tots still needs your help. And if you can, new unwrapped toys, there's bins all over the place. Go to toysfortots.org. You know, we love them. For 20 years, we've been helping them out. Yeah. It was heartbreaking to not do it this year, but it just didn't feel like the thing we should be holding our hand out for this year. If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or a mental health problem, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. Here's what's happening. We begin with Bryn is here.
Yay, Bryn.
Bryn.
It's good to be back.
And his lovely bride, Anita, had a baby. And we haven't heard much, so... Can you give us a minute or so on how things are going back at home, Bryn?
Lack of sleep. Everything's going very well. A baby's healthy and happy for the most part.
Is Diamond talking yet?
No, Diamond is not talking yet.
Oh, boy, she's slow.
Bad. She's not catching on. I'm trying to get her to say a couple words, but... Yeah.
I saw her yesterday. She's beautiful.
Oh, you went over? How's the house? How's everything?
It looks lovely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anita's up. Is Anita okay?
Yeah, Anita's up and walking around. Yes. She looks wonderful as usual. You never know, she just had a baby.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, no surprise there.
I know.
She's delightful.
Yeah, she's sleeping and waking up every few hours as babies do, and she latches onto the boob just fine.
All
so that's
right.
Perfect.
Eating's going well.
Eating's going very well, and she's got some chubby cheeks, so I'm super happy about that.
Yeah.
I saw that she Snapchats okay. That seemed to be, she wears the sunglass Snapchat filter just fine.
Yeah, her face is being recognized by the phone, so that's good.
Great. So she has a face.
Yeah, I mean, she's a great baby. She only cries when she needs something for the most part. But
and
I'm
then this morning when you left,
is at the worst time. I mean, I was like, okay, honey, I'm gonna try to go back for a week and see how this works out. And on the way out, I hear So I had to get the little snot suction thing and get that out of her nose. And
sure.
She was coughing.
Oh, she has mocos.
Little baby cough. Sucks to hear. Aww. But we'll see. I'll get an update soon.
And we're going to need a lot of audio, too. I mean, the audio of her making those little noises, the crying.
Getting right on that.
Wonderful.
We're going to make her a star.
Yeah.
Baby Diamond, everyone. Diamond. Doing okay. Welcome to the world. Thanks, Brynn.
Thanks, guys.
I can't tell you how happy I was to, you know, even on the way in, I was thinking, oh, it was so nice seeing Brynn last week. Like, that was great. I can't wait till he's back. Poor Hooman. It's all on Hooman. I walk in, there's Brynn. I'm like, oh, my God! Brynn's there! I was like, where's Hooman?
It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. Hooman, with you, the joy on Hooman's face,
I'm
though,
sure,
was just incomparable.
When I told Hooman was sitting in Brynn's chair, I go, hey, what are you doing? You don't have to do that. Brynn's going to be here. What? Really?
I stared at the chair and was like, is he wearing Brynn's crap now, too? What's Hooman doing in Brynn's clothes?
Well, it's great to have you back.
Thanks. Good to be back.
We posted a picture on the Al973 Instagram. Right. So guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
Shady's back.
Back again.
So while we were out, we had Thanksgiving. Mm. And then, of course, there's Black Friday, mm-hmm. which is the big...
go out into the world and shop.
Holiday shopping event. It's the kickoff to Christmas. 74% of people out there plan to do some shopping on Black Friday. So it was, did you go out?
No.
Heck no.
All right.
No, absolutely.
All right.
Did you?
I did not.
All right. No, absolutely no. No way.
Crazy.
No way, Jose.
Yeah.
Nope, I did not. I'll but 74%. Today. Okay, so that's what I'm leading up to.
Online, yeah.
Okay.
Many of the department stores did great for Black Friday.
I heard they had a great day.
One way to do well is to have low expectations.
Mm. We'll probably be empty.
You know, and then you get the record-breaking Thanksgiving, Black Friday, holiday shopping season.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of the as they're called, brick-and-mortar stores, did well, and that's nice to see. Unfortunately, weirdly, a lot of them are reporting, our websites got hit more than ever. Well, all right, well, that's not exactly what you're looking for, but
right.
I guess
they'll take any sale.
Right. And so that means today, being Cyber Monday, there's lots of sales, and that could be great for them as well.
My inbox this morning was full of Cyber Monday mm-hmm. notifications. Oh, yeah, I got to do that. Thanks for the reminder.
So a lot of deals out there for Cyber Monday, as it's known. I just wanted to report this because I'm surprised to see it. The 7 holidays when you're most likely to conceive a baby. Hopefully you didn't get too loaded and, you know, and let it happen without protection, because Thanksgiving is the number one holiday when people, I mean, unless you wanted to, if you're looking for a baby, that's
when does the baby come? If you have June or July,
you're the math whiz.
I don't know. So I guess August, maybe this is the 11th month. So the 8th month.
Yeah.
So summer babies, if you were born in the summer, it's because your parents did it on Thanksgiving.
Valentine's Day came in second.
I think that all us Scorpios are Valentine's babies.
Right.
Yeah.
Christmas is third, 4th of July, Halloween, Memorial Day, and New Year's Eve round out.
Oh, New Year's Eve.
The holidays mm-hmm. when most couples conceive a baby. But number one was Thanksgiving. Huh. You already back at it?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, it's going to be
It's
a little
not happening.
Recovery period.
Yeah. Right.
One more mention of Thanksgiving before we move on. How long can you keep those Thanksgiving Day leftovers? Have you gotten rid of them all yet?
We ate them all. Well, actually, we're going to have the rest of the turkey soup tonight.
Oh.
I don't know how long.
Turkey? 3 to 4 days. If it's cut up and stored in a shallow container, it might last a little longer, but it's risky.
Yeah, you just have turkey sandwiches maybe Friday and maybe Saturday. And then, I mean, it seems like at that point you're so sick of turkey anyway that let that go.
Homemade gravy, one day, maybe two.
Oh, you're kidding me. It's full of fat. It should be fine. First
way past time to throw that away, the homemade gravy. Stuffing can go 3 to 4 days. Mashed potatoes, 3 to 5. Same goes for the green bean casserole. That seems to be a staple.
Yeah, I don't do that.
People.
I don't like. I just want green beans. Yeah. I actually want green beans and corn, and those are the only additional vegetables I want. But like the yam casserole with the marshmallows on top. No, I don't. No thanks. Mm-hmm. I've already got something sweet on my plate. It's called cranberry sauce. That's my one sweet thing.
Pumpkin pie can go 3 to 4 days, and cranberry sauce is the only thing that can still be in there. And
yeah, that'll
and
last
edible.
Forever. It's like jelly.
They say 2 weeks.
Oh. Mm.
You can give the cranberry sauce 2 weeks. So there you go.
Throw that stuff out.
It's time is basically the point. Yeah. It's time to get rid of that. As for Cyber Monday, most people do that at work.
Oh.
Thumbs
that's
up.
Fantastic.
Everybody, that's what your coworkers will be up to today. They'll be doing their cyber shopping.
Our coworkers won't be doing that. We've got a new boss in town. We're all going to be on our best behavior.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is.
It's a whole new
world.
I wasn't going to say that. It's a whole new thing going on.
A whole new world. Oh, there we go. There's Bryn. Guess who's back?
Back again.
Bryn, he's back.
Is it wrong?
Yes.
To name your kid Olivia Garten. They named her after Olive Garden.
Olivia Garten.
There's a couple in Fort Smith, Arkansas named Justin and Jordan Garten.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
They just had a daughter and looks like, I'm sorry, she's due in a few weeks. They've decided to name her Olivia Garten.
They love Olive Garden.
They love it.
It's not wrong to name the kid Olivia. If they named her Olive, that's a little too much. Like, I didn't even put it, when you said Olivia Garten, Olive Garden didn't even pop in my head.
Well, in order to make sure everyone knows,
they
tweeted a picture of a baby in an Olive Garden, in a onesie with an Olive Garden logo.
Oh.
And the name Olivia Garten.
I think it's funny.
You do?
It is kind of funny. How many other kids do they have? Is this the first one? And are they going
to? Doesn't say.
Is one of them going to be named Beer
or Burger Kinder? King?
Olive Garden, of course, loves it and plans on sending a gift.
Oh,
just a gift? How about a lifetime?
Yeah, how about a lifetime of free Olivia Garten?
Do you really want that for your kid?
You do.
And does the kid really want to be seen in Olive Garden if her name is Olivia Garden?
Listen,
she could be doing commercials.
Sure, those breadsticks, come on.
Yeah.
All you can eat
salad. So I saw that for the last week is Olive Garden commercials.
Oh.
Because they cater to your house now, or they do
they
delivery.
They do?
Yeah, they do delivery.
Oh, how exciting.
Did you get it?
Ding, ding. Shame.
I did not.
Is there one near your house?
No, the closest one I think is in either Mountain View or Palo Alto.
Yeah, there's none close to me either. Yeah. I would go. Listen, the salad and breadsticks.
Alone.
Dude, I don't need anything else. I just go in and give me the unlimited stuff.
Exactly.
Come on, bring it on. I love it. Extra olives, please, on the salad. Mm.
Extra olives, really?
Oh, they do these huge black olives. Load me up.
Over the weekend, the Niners lost, the Raiders won, the Pats won. Mm. And tonight is Houston at Baltimore, Monday Night Football.
What about that big fight everyone's talking about?
Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was about Crabtree's necklace, apparently.
I guess this is the second time he's ripped it. Although, I feel like, look, the guy shouldn't rip your necklace off. But honestly, should you be wearing something that can be ripped off your body anyway?
They shouldn't be allowed to wear jewelry. Like, any kind of jewelry.
You know what, though? This is where they do their thing. They're on TV. When they're not playing, there's no cameras on them. Mm. I mean, maybe your phone camera or whatever, but
they need to show their
where
bling.
They do their thing.
Did you see some of the? I think it was the Jets did like because they're allowed to celebrate in the end zone now.
Yes.
There was the funniest thing. So the guy scores a touchdown and he kind of like yay on the side, and then he turns around and mimes like he's bowling a ball, and his teammates had all lined up like 10 pins. And they all fell down.
How funny.
It was hilarious. I was like, oh, that's so creative. I love that they're being super creative with them. There have been a few that are like,
I'll look that one up.
You like the bowling
I thought it was really cute.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415. Bryn is back!
Bryn is back! Yay!
Let's see here. Oh. Alice, I think I love you, says 408.
I think I love you.
My 7-year-old returned home from watching Coco sobbing. She sobbed for 25 minutes after the movie.
Aww.
When she could finally talk, all she could say, it was so sad.
Aww.
I thought that it came around in a really nice way. I mean, there was a little darkness there, but I thought it ended well.
Did
I
your daughter cry, or she's just not
she
at that
point yet? She
doesn't
get stuff yet. She just doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, she liked it. The colors and the artwork is... And
beautiful.
The music is all magnificent. So
yeah, I wish that my kids would go see little kid movies again with me.
So you'll wait because you don't want to be seen.
I guess I don't want to go to that by myself, I guess. I don't know. Plus, it sounds like I'm going to bawl my eyes out. Like, when I finally saw Finding Dory, I was not expecting it to be, like, I didn't cry. And I was like, this is okay. A good, exciting, you know, scene with the truck at the end. It's exciting.
The shells.
And then the shells.
It's...
And I swear to God, it was like someone was squeezing my chest. Like, they waited for all the time!
I know. I know.
Yeah. I just didn't expect it. Like, it was like, you know, like a wrecking ball came in and hit me off the head. Like,
You actually think there must be a department over at Pixar, like the tears department.
Right.
Like, okay.
Okay, we got the movie
up with
done.
A story, but what we need you to do is come in and pinpoint some scenes.
Make
here.
Everyone cry.
Right. Just right. Jerk tears from their eyeballs. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, let's see. We've got some big Royals news.
Oh.
Which is exciting.
You love that.
I do. I got the list of the highest paid women in music. Coldplay has reached a new high. Who
yes.
Coldplay.
Well deserved.
And I got the showbiz hero of the day. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.